Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and welcome back to another Discali episode. My name is Oliver. It is Friday, April 19th. Hi, everyone. Good morning. It is 11 a.m., and we are back with another episode today, talking about, obviously, a new album and a new artist, you know, everything to do with music. I'm super excited to get into it today. It's going to be super fun. But before we get started, I do want to acknowledge that CITR and UBC is broadcasted on the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. It is a beautiful day here in Vancouver, very sunny, very nice, perfect to talk about music, and also to everyone out there during UBC final season. You got this. You're doing great, living the life in IKB. So if you're taking a little break from studying today, if you were an early bird, I mean, personally, I did wake up about an hour ago, but we're here and we're living. We are talking today about a very special album, an album that, I mean, came out a while ago, but it's still seen a lot in the music industry today. And it is Rihanna's Anti album. And I have today with me a very special guest, my friend Kate Reese, to talk about it with me. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, Ollie. I'm so excited to be here. I've been so excited ever since you started this radio show. I've just been waiting for my opportunity to get on there.
Oh, absolutely.
And just yap with you about music.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know we can get into it, especially if it's about Rihanna. Are you kidding?
Absolutely. I feel like there's a lot of things to say about Rihanna and this Anti album. And I'm so glad you're here. Thank you so much for coming. If you're new to the show and don't know how it works, basically, every Discali episode, I bring you through one album from one artist that is more mainstream. We talk about them. We talk about the music behind it, the history behind it, when it came out, a bit about the genre of the actual artist, the artist's artistic style. And then we get into, about halfway through the show, we get into an artist that I think is like somewhat similar. It is, I actually found it very hard for this episode to find someone who's very similar to Rihanna.
Rihanna's tough, for sure.
Rihanna's really, really tough. Other than like her voice, obviously it's very unique. It's just...
Her style
is just so...
Especially this album.
Yeah.
Especially this album. Like, when it was put out, everyone was kind of like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, there's so many different vibes.
Took everyone by surprise, truly. So I did do my best in trying to pick an artist. It is not super similar, but the vibes, and I think sometimes the vocal tonality of this person can be... quite familiar to Rihanna, but we'll work with it. If not, it's obviously always a good time to listen to a different artist. So we'll get into it with that halfway through the episode, and then we wrap it up at about midday. So Rihanna, Miss Robyn Rihanna Fenty, the most beautiful name, the most like celebrity name.
Yeah.
Truly, right? If I'm being honest.
Yeah, right? Like it just sounds right. It just fits.
There's just people who like are giving names that you're just like, oh, they're going to become a celebrity. Like yeah. Robyn Rihanna Fenty.
Yeah, right?
Beautiful.
Right? Like, yeah. Rihanna in and of itself was all she needed.
Mm-hmm.
But to add that on there, chef's kiss.
I know. And the fact that like it's Robyn too, like I feel like not that many people are named Robyn.
No.
Her middle name being Rihanna, which is how she goes by. And then Fenty, which she later ended up naming Fenty Beauty.
Which also, big makeup girly myself, so I love Rihanna's beauty line too. The fact that she does it all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a billion-dollar company or if she's a billionaire just in general. But all I know is that brand just skyrocketed her more into fame than she already was.
No, I know. And to be able to do that is really impressive. To be able to not just... take down the music industry, but to take down the beauty industry. And like when she came into the beauty industry, you know, like what initially like got her a lot of like fame and whatever was when she came out with her foundation line. Like she had this insane range,
yeah,
super inclusive, which like we know is something that's struggling so hard in the beauty community. Mm-hmm. So to come in and already be doing what so many brands haven't been able to do for years,
exactly,
is so Rihanna coded, and I love every minute of it.
Yeah, I feel like she really just brings out that trait that she has of like setting the standard.
Yes.
Or like changing the standard.
Yeah, right? Like you know what to expect when it's Rihanna.
Exactly.
Beauty, music, whatever.
So yeah, so Rihanna is from Barbados, which is like such a small little community.
Yeah.
But she's from Barbados. She has African descent, Irish descent, I think Scottish descent. But she was given, I think, some type of like prize from Barbados, I think, like on like honorary human or something, or like I can't remember what the actual title was of it, because of like the work she's done representing Barbados, which is, I mean, obviously crazy. But yeah, Rihanna's like a pop R&B alternative hip hop kind of artist. It's really everything just mushed together. She loves obviously experimenting with a lot of different beats, a lot of different sounds. She has 8 studio albums.
Yeah.
Which, if you look back, like, the track record is crazy. Like, it's a lot of...
Because she was doing year. November, right? She was dropping a new album every November for the first, like...
I think
7 years, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, the first one...
Because this was, I think, one of the first ones that wasn't that November.
Yes.
Like, this one came out kind of out of nowhere. Like, yes. She teased it, didn't drop it, like... There was a lot of, like, is this happening, is this not happening?
Because her first album was Music of the Sun, which has the song Pawn the Replay. Which... club classic.
Yeah,
in 2005 we were 2, which is crazy. We were 2. But yeah, so she had Music
I
of the Sun.
I was still shaking my butt to her. You don't still, get me wrong.
At 2 years old. And then she had A Girl Like Me, which is like with the song SOS in 2006.
I do love SOS.
And then Good Girl Gone Bad with obviously like Umbrella. All those classics. That's like
Yeah.
Such a good album in 2007. So yeah, one every year.
Disturbia and stuff, right?
Yeah, Disturbia and Shut Up and Drive. Yeah. And then in 2009 she released Good Girl Gone Bad, but like the remix version. Rated R came out in 2009. Rated R remixes came out in 2010.
Yeah.
And then she dropped Loud in 2010, which also set her bars so much higher, because she had obviously pop hits as S&M and like What's My Name featuring Drake.
Oh, yep.
Crazy. And then she had Talk That Talk in 2011, Unapologetic in 2012.
Okay.
And then she took her little four-year kind of like break.
Hiatus.
And then she teased it out of nowhere, and then boom, came Auntie in 2016. Which I guess is a good segue to talk about kind of like how Auntie came to be.
Yeah.
So right now she's under the label, the record label Roc Nation.
Okay.
Which is Jay-Z's brand.
Yes.
So Jay-Z signed Rihanna after she left Def Jam. And right after she left Def Jam record label, she dropped Auntie under Roc Nation.
Yes.
With Jay-Z.
I think I remember reading about that.
Yeah. So the actual album itself is labeled under pop. Which makes sense. It does make sense. But there's so much, I don't want to undermine pop, but there's so much experimental in the actual album that sometimes I'm just like, but it kind of leans to like R&B, but like also kind of leans to like hip hop.
Yes.
It's like a mix.
Again, especially this album's got so many different like vibes on it.
100%.
And, like, I don't know. I do feel like I've always really loved Rihanna, like, for her lyrics, of course, but, like, definitely for her, like, her beats.
Right.
Like, the tracks on the behind these songs are, like, so good. And that's always been a thing for me in my music is, like, again, love good lyrics, like, love to be able to belt out a song.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's that beat that's got behind it that's going to really, like, lock me in or not.
Right. I think the production behind this album specifically is also, like, really, really heavy.
Yeah.
So it really just adds, like, that little oomph to, like, an album that, like, specifically, like, artists like Rihanna have.
Yeah.
And it just brings it to a whole different level. But, yeah, like I said, it's a very experimental album, very experimental songs. And unfortunately... Since I said it was made in 2016, it is the latest body of music in her project that she's given us. This was actual album that she released.
I didn't even think about that.
8 years ago.
Yeah, 2024, scary.
8 years ago.
Eight years ago.
Oh, Miss Rihanna, like, I...
We need you, girl.
We need that music back. I had hope when she released Lift Me Up for the Black Panther movie. And she released, like, a single, and then she was like, I was like, oh my God, she's coming back. And then she did the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Super Bowl.
Killed it. Announced
it
her pregnancy. Like, it was great. And I was like, oh my God, she's coming back, she's coming back. And then we didn't hear anything. But, I mean, mother is mothering. She's basically being a mother.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's fine. I can wait. I know children are priority. But, like, oh.
But come on, we've seen so many great mom artists out there. Beyonce and Ivy are eating it up.
Oh, Blue
like,
Ivy.
We know they can do it. Like,
And
I have faith that she'll come back. Yeah, prioritize her motherhood now. Fair enough. Love that for her. And hopefully she'll come back around and she'll have some family bangers.
Oh my God. It'd be so fun if she had like an album that was in collab with ASAP Rocky. I know. That'd be crazy, right? Mm-hmm.
Manifesting.
But the Anti album originally has 13 songs, and then she released the deluxe with Hatch 16, so three additional songs.
Right.
But yeah, I actually ended up bringing the record with me today.
I was just looking at her.
If people know, I collect records, love collecting vinyl records, and actually have, Anti is the only second album that I have of Rihanna on vinyl. The other one that I have is Good Girl Gone Bad.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, Good Girl Gone Bad. Obviously.
Come on.
So I actually brought it here to show Kate a little bit of what it is.
I've never like held a
vinyl record. It's so much fun. But this is actually my second trifold record. Trifold meaning that it opens like completely like a kind of like one of those poster thank you. Poster board. And this is a double LP album, which means that there's two vinyl discs. And if you didn't know, I mean, if you can't tell, Kate, there's like Braille on it.
I was going to ask about that.
And I did a little search because I personally don't know how to read Braille.
Yep.
But apparently it's the poem. I don't exactly know what poem, but apparently it's a poem. And if somebody reads Braille and knows what it is, like, definitely like DM me because I'd love to know.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
But here,
that.
I'll let you grab it.
Yeah,
it's like the matte feel of it, like the quality of it is insane.
I will admit I'm feeling that.
Oh, 100%. But yeah, so the one I actually got, the double LP, is the Red Pressing Target exclusive. It's this beautiful translucent red. Absolutely love it. I know.
Mm-hmm. Of course it has to be red. Come on.
No, because the way I wanted to buy this album so long ago, but like I didn't want the black. Like,
yeah,
at all.
Right?
Like, I'm sorry. Like, the black's nice. Like, it's like standard black. But,
no.
Like, I need it to be red.
Yeah, when you've got a cover title like this, too.
Yeah, yeah. And something that I always mention is that Target is, like, notorious for doing red pressings because it's Target. And, like, sometimes they do red pressings for, like, the most, like, random vinyls. Like, Folklore by Taylor Swift was red.
Dude.
Like,
she
a gray would have been
she
nice.
Has, dude, she has an album. Come on.
Oh, my God. Which, speaking of, sorry, New Music Friday, Taylor Swift dropped one album, 16 songs, then dropped a double album, 31 songs?
31,
31
maybe,
songs. Like, literally, like, last night, early this morning, which is crazy.
No,
but congratulations on Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's going to get eaten up 100%. Oh,
yeah.
Dude, the Swifties are going to be
crazy.
Kristen was already texting me about it on the drive home. My friends are sending me photos of the lyrics. Mm-hmm. They're like telling me, they're like, I'm waiting for track number 5.
Yeah,
that's her
this
emotional
one. Hurt.
One.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, okay, yep, yep, yep.
But yeah, so sorry, back to Rihanna. Yes. The vinyl present that I got was red, but she does have some other ones. The one that I recently got was like the repress, the Target repress. I actually ended up getting my friend to get it for me from Target because obviously we don't live in the States. But they have a black, they have a red translucent, they have a red opaque, which also would have been nice.
Yeah, that
I'm not gonna lie.
Nice.
And she has a white, which also makes sense because the album cover is red and white.
Yep.
But the white was actually only pressed once long ago, and it goes for a good buck, like $150, I think, resale.
Oh, I genuinely thought you were about to say a buck.
Oh, no, like a good amount of like money. I'm not gonna lie, good cash. This one was about like $50 American, so like $80 Canadian, give or take. But it is a trifold, and so like it means obviously it's a little bit bigger.
One you got from Target, or
yeah, that one I got from Target.
Target.
Yeah, yeah, I got my little hip sticker right there.
Oh.
Limited edition Target 2LP exclusive. I really wish
Target.
I could, like, put a visual on the radio
show.
Yeah,
right?
It'd be crazy. I'm just like, boom, like a little visual.
Yeah, like it just pops up
like,
on the screen.
Yeah.
It's just
like a little Rihanna. But yeah, so those are the actual pressings of the album. Love a good vinyl. But I feel like we should give the audience a little peek of who Rihanna actually is and her music.
And this album.
I wanted to play the first song of the album, Consideration.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into it, but it's actually featuring SZA. Which, if a lot of people didn't know, SZA during this time was releasing Control.
Okay.
So, like, 2016 era.
Yep.
So, we'll talk about it a bit more, but I'm pretty sure SZA wrote this song, and then Rihanna ended up performing it on her album, and then, like, having it on her album, but it's still featuring SZA. So, you'll hear SZA during the actual song.
Yes.
So, we'll play it, and then we'll talk about it a bit more. So, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Consideration by Rihanna.
Can never stop me, no, 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 no. I know you try to. I come riding in on a pale white horse, and in now high still less fortunate. I do advise you run in, back. Running out back when you're breaking it down.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Rihanna with Consideration.
Yep.
Great song.
No.
Great song.
Speechless.
I mean, you could hear SZA definitely there with the feature.
Yep.
Like you were mentioning, I mean, while we were listening to it, the mix of their voices is really good.
Yeah, they definitely, like, that's when the, like, I feel like the R&B comes out strong, too. Because, like, we know SZA thrives in an R&B setting.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I mean, the song is really SZA-coded.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it makes sense that she probably wrote it because...
No, 100%. I was actually going to say, it's, like, it's very much Control, which makes so much sense during this era. I think, I can't remember... If there was an interview that I saw where she mentioned that I think she had actually written that song for the Control album, which kind of like the reason I say that it sounds like Control is because of these distorted drums and static kind of sounding drums and the beat in the back.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you can hear that a lot in Control in the actual album. If you haven't heard Control, definitely listen to it. I also have an episode on it on the CITR website that I did with my friend Christine where we did Control. So if you want to hear that, definitely go check it out. But I feel like these distorted kind of sounds really just give me Control. Just give me kind of like that vibe that Control is with like the computers and the static computers and the kind of like vintage kind of vibe. It's very much that in Consideration.
Yeah. It's a little bit of like a good like combination of like a little bit technical, like a little bit like not techno, but a little bit, you know, like that more like what you're saying, that computer generated like distorted drums mixed over this like really nice like track beat on the background.
Yeah, and I can't exactly remember when, but I think they performed the song once live.
I was wondering if they did or not.
Like, there's this, like, iconic video of Rihanna doing work. I think it was an award show. I can't remember when, what award show it was. I want to say the Grammys, but it also could have been the American Music Awards. Or even the VMAs. But Rihanna came out to sing Consideration as the opening song, I think. And SZA was in the background. It was like this, like, you could just see, like, SZA's silhouette. And she was actually there live, singing, like, the little part. Consideration, here we live. It was, oh, I can't actually, oh. Live at the, was it this one? I can't even remember. But I think it was a couple years later. And then, yeah, and then she goes into work. She's wearing kind of, like, this, like, roughly white outfit. I don't know if you remember. It's like during her bob era too. Like she had like her little like bob.
I did love her bob era.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was that? Like 2018?
I want to say it was maybe 2018.
Yeah. That maybe, sounds like about right. Maybe.
Maybe something like that. But yeah, going down the track list off of Anti, after Consideration, we have James Joint, which is actually a minute and 12.
Yeah.
So I might be considered an interlude. I'm not exactly 100%.
I was thinking about that as well.
Because, like, in the song, she's very much, like, kind of talking. She's not really singing.
Yes.
You know? I think it actually became, like, a TikTok sound or, like, a Musical.ly sound.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
I'd rather be smoking weed. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's called James Joint, so it makes sense.
We all know Rihanna loves a little.
And then the song after that is Kiss It Better. I think, honestly, one of my preferred ones. It is a very explicit song.
Yes.
But I think I like it because like the actual like electric guitar in the back is like nee 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 nee. Oh. Whenever I hear that entrance, I'm like, oh, we're gonna get into it, Rihanna.
Yep.
And then after that, she has Work, featuring Drake.
A classic.
I feel like a little bit
overplayed, maybe.
100%. I think it was all over the radio for a bit. Obviously the clean version, but. Yeah. Work was just like one of those songs. I remember that song just being at its peak hype when I was graduating.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Elementary school, I think.
2016, 20.
Was that 2016?
Yep, yeah. We graduated in 2017, technically, if you want to go for like June or whatever.
Right.
I think. Actually,
I think
maybe
it was 2016.
Yeah, maybe it was. Actually, I think
like
you're right.
2016.
Because then 2021.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's 5 years later. Uh-huh. Yeah. My God, I didn't even realize we graduated in the...
Isn't that crazy?
...in the anti-album era.
I know. Anti-album control
Actually,
album era.
Actually, that totally tracks, though.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like that played at some one of our dances or something.
100%. I remember having, like, this weird joke dance with, like, an old friend of mine where, like, she'd just start singing Work and we're like, eh. I mean, not even knowing what it meant.
No, you're just...
because we're just like, oh, yeah. But it's featuring Drake. I think it was a great addition to the actual song, having Drake in there. And then after that, we have Desperado.
Ooh.
Desperado.
Yeah.
And Nina.
Oh, Monte Carlo.
Love that song. So, like literally three songs back to back, which are, like, absolute bangers.
Yeah.
And then there's Woo.
Underrated one as well.
Underrated song.
I didn't listen to that, like, even me myself, I'll take credit, you know, like, I feel like I did not listen to that song enough. And then just recently, because like Rihanna lives on my top artists on Spotify, like every year Rihanna's on there, even though she has not dropped an album since this, but she always stays up there because I always find new little songs that I didn't listen to before or something. And Woo was one of them that I was like, remember hearing it and being like, what is this? And I saw it and I saw the album and I saw the artist and I was like, huh? But like, it's so good.
And I think the next one for me that actually did that same effect, which I'm going to play, is Never Ending. Which is another, I don't want to say experimental song, but it's a song that you'd not expect to be on this album at all.
Yeah, 100%.
Which you guys will see why, but like, it's just one that you're just like, oh, I just heard Desperado. I just heard Work. I just heard these really heavy production
like
songs.
Like club, like beat, bass.
And now we're at Never Ending.
And it's
ending.
Like a little bit, it's, you'll like see, but
break,
it's a little
a little
soft,
breather.
A little place to catch your breath.
This song is actually one that is not explicit on the album. So I actually just popped the vinyl record on the turntable. She's in there. So when I turn it on, if there's like a little bit of the back song, it's really hard to get into like the right groove of when the song starts.
Is that how that works? Sorry to take a second, but like, do you just stick it in a groove? Like, how do you know which one's what?
There's like these little like breaks where you can see. I don't know if you can see it, but like it's like between songs. So hopefully I aimed it right so that right now when I press play, it starts playing the right song.
We're crossing our fingers.
Yeah, we're crossing our fingers. But anyway, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Rihanna with Never Ending. Is it working? I'm unsure. I feel like I'm not listening. No? Hello? Ooh. Oh, I see why. Give me 2 seconds, guys.
He's a technical wizard.
I might actually,
right now.
I'm not going to lie. I might actually, because I hear it playing, but I think it's just programmed to the wrong thing. Yeah, it very much is. So let me, I'm going to give it a Kate while I switch turntables.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to say about Never Ending just while I figure this out?
Yeah, I can give a little rant here. Never Ending is another one that I also like wasn't one of the first songs I heard on this album. It was definitely one that I came back to like later when re-listening to this album. But I mean, you guys will hear once you hear the song. Like I think this is a song that you really want to listen to the lyrics. Like it's soft. It's a little bit more slow. It's that more emotional side of Rihanna, but it's got some killer lyrics and like love songy, but not really.
It's like acoustic.
Yeah.
It's a little bit acoustic.
It's soft.
All right. I think I have it. If not, I'm just going to resort to the aux.
Classic aux.
Oh, it's turning.
Oh,
I think I hear it. Oh. There we go.
Yep, okay.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Never Ending by Rihanna.
Enjoy.
Lost in the mirror, I knew your face once, but now it's unclear. And I can't feel my body. I separate from here and now. A drug and a dream, a lost connection, all come back to me. So I can't feel alive again. I saw everybody try to mend. It's pulling me apart this time. Everything is never ending. Slipped into a parallel. We'll never understand. This feeling always gets away. Wishing I could hold on longer. But does it have to feel so strange to be in love again, to be in love again, to be in love again? Ooh.
lost in the mirror. I knew your face once, but now it's unclear. And I can't feel my body now. I separate from here. Into a parallel, I'll never understand. This feeling always gets away. Wishing I could hold on longer, but does it have to feel so strange to be in love again, to be in love again, to be in love again, be in love again?
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
All right, we are back. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Never Ending by Rihanna.
Dude, such... Now you guys hopefully now have a better idea of what we were trying to preview with before this song, because you can't tell me that song does not just get you straight into your feels.
Like straight tears. Sobbing, yeah. Sobbing.
The lyrics... Like, it's just, it, like, hits you on, like, a different, like, emotional level, you know?
It's, like, very soft felt.
Yes.
Which is just why, the exact reason why I'm just, like, on ante, it's crazy. Yeah. But it's, like, a nice break.
Yeah.
It's a very nice break.
I kind of like that the album, like, isn't just one vibe, you know? Like, it's, like, a whole story, you know?
Exactly.
And, like, a story never has one vibe, you know? Mm-hmm. There's, like, the ups and the downs and the in-betweens and the hype and the sad and the crazy. And so I feel like this album did a really good job at, like, it's just so raw. It's so real.
I think she also just wanted, in the song specifically, she wanted to show off, I think, her ability to harmonize with herself.
Yes.
Because there's a bunch of harmonies that she does with her vocals, which we do see around the album, but, like, specifically in the song, we can really hear it during the chorus.
Yeah.
Especially since, like, the production is a lot more minimal. It's just a guitar, and I think there's, like, some drums in there, but it's like a... Like a bongo,
yeah,
I think.
Like a little boom, boom,
like a little,
boom,
yeah, a little hand drum action. But yeah, it's just like really nice to be able to see like Rihanna like dabble into this genre exactly, because her voice is very versatile. Like, yes, you can really pop it in, yeah, wherever, and you're just like, she's gonna eat it up.
Yeah.
So it's great. But funny enough, right after this song, you go straight into Love on the Brain.
Which we can't go past Love on the Brain. That one was like one of those ones that really like solidified Rihanna as like one of my all-time faves. Like, that one's just got that perfect, that one again really has that beat I'm talking about that's like so addicting, you know?
But I feel like it's a good segue going from Never Ending into Love on the Brain, because Love on the Brain is a bit more production heavy, but it's still like her voice is just so like, she's like basically pulling out her heart, and then she's just like she's just like, here. Here's my heart.
I was gonna say,
here's my heart.
With Never Ending too, especially, like, it's kind of a little more like, it's like that early stages of like falling in love, and you know, like she's saying like, you know, like, is this what it feels like to be in love again, like talking about that feeling before you really fall, and then like Love on the Brain is obviously that fall, like that's that final step.
And the vocal range in the song, we are going from like really like deep Rihanna, like deep voice, to her hitting the high note when she says brain, to her like saying, I'm just, we'll get into it, but like she's the graspiness of it.
I love her rasp. I know. I love Rihanna's rasp.
But we'll actually listen to the song and then talk about it later. Listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that's Love on the Brain by Rihanna.
Get close to you, could we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but if it's me, so
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Rihanna with Love on the Brain.
Yep. Ugh. Love was on the brain.
I can't with that song. It just really gets me into it. I feel like I should be like, you know, like body bumping, like being like bent down and being like, yeah, like singing it. I'm just like grabbing my chest as the song is playing. Such a good song. It just, like I mentioned, is you just hear like the entire variety of Rihanna's vocal range in that. Especially when she hits like the Love on the Brain.
Yeah.
And she goes high.
Yeah.
And then when she's like, I'm fist fighting with fire. And she's like, mm,
yeah,
you know, it's like that.
Just to get close to you.
Love that. Love that part. Yeah. But we just really see Rihanna's emotions in the song.
Yes.
Truly how she can just like put her feelings into one song and just be like, this is me. This is my artist, my artistry.
Yeah. Like how she sings it, like gives a whole nother vibe to the song too, you know, because like it's a very complex song, you know, it's not. It like really dives into the like, yeah, the multiple layers of love. And, you know, it's like how it's so all consuming. But like, you know, like I'm fist fighting with fire just to get close to, you know, that also that like that struggle and like that it's like not always easy.
Oh, 100%. But, relatable,
like, it's
too.
Worth it, but it's like, yeah, exactly. But it's like, don't stop loving me. Just keep loving me, you know.
Yeah.
And I really like that.
Like I would travel for miles just to get close to you.
A little bit sad and lonely here, but love I love Rihanna.
But that basically, we did bleed in a little bit into the time of talking about this other artist, but that wraps up Miss Rihanna for us.
And
Miss
the
Robin
anti-album.
Rihanna Fenty.
The full name.
And the anti-album. But let's get into the discovered artist for the week.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I mean, it's someone that I kind of like, I first heard of her because of The Weeknd, and I'll tell you why. But the artist that we'll be talking about today is Sherry, whose actual artistic name is Sherry22, and it's SHXRRY22. Their full name is Lydia Habtermiriam, about 22 years old. There's no exact like specification of it.
So you're older than us.
Pretty young. From Scarborough, Toronto. So, Canadian queen. Love that.
Oh, I do love that.
And she's Canadian-Ethiopian. She's based off of Toronto and started off her career through covering songs and posting them on social media.
Yep.
I feel like that's the start for many artists. It kind of just starts with like, here, I got talent. Let me show you.
Yes. Let me actually get into it now.
Exactly. But the reason I brought up The Weeknd is because The Weeknd has his own record label called EXO Records.
Right.
And he signed her. So that's why I heard of her. So he had his After Hours Till Dawn tour. I'm sure you're... It came to Vancouver in August of 2023. So,
yeah. Yes.
2022. I'm lying to you. 2022. My God. Time flies. Holy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Was it too? Wow.
Yeah, 2022. Yeah, 2022. Because it was the same year during Billy.
Yes.
Wow. So he signed her under his record label. I think also the first female to be signed under his record label. And she was going to open for him for The Weeknd After Hours Till Dawn tour in Australia, the Australian leg.
Yep.
But it ended up being canceled. I don't know why, but it ended up being canceled for some reason, or maybe rescheduled. I'm unsure. But she mainly does R&B soul, which is like kind of what I was telling you with like Rihanna. It's really hard to find someone who compares to Rihanna because if you didn't hear that,
so
it was
diverse.
So unique, so diverse. It's just like Rihanna has her own sound. It's just uncomparable. So she does R&B. And she had an EP that she released called The Other Side. And she recently released, back in October of last year, another EP called Siren. And this one was her first one under EXO Records.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So the production is actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Because, like, I mean, if you have The Weeknd on your side, you've got all of those resources.
Yeah, that's a big
So it's, like,
pool.
Really great for her to actually have it.
Because so many small artists, like, they have such incredible sounds and such incredible talent, but like you just lack the resources and the production and like the awareness too. And so many of these people get like swept under the rug. So I'm so glad when like these small artists can like be backed by people who have the resources to really like show their stuff, show their talent.
I think that's kind of like what I would consider like the big break. It's like when you can get those resources to be able to like show who you are, and then that's when like your music just skyrockets completely. But yeah, we'll play a song. I kind of like to go into it blind, kind of not exactly know what to expect, and then talking about it.
Yeah, I haven't listened to this either all the way through.
Yeah,
I heard snippets.
I heard a couple of the songs just to kind of get it a bit, but I never actually like thought of it, went into the lyrics and kind of saw what they were talking about. But yeah, I'll be playing the first song off of her latest EP called Siren, and the song's called Ride For Me. So we'll get into it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Ride For Me by Sherry.
Quick 2-hour flight, touchdown in Atlanta. You better be on time, I want you to take it all. It all. I don't stress cause he the pilot, only finest dining. Can't nobody sit with us, it's 2-seater recliner. Kiss me on my mind, kiss me in the mood. He say on the way, he know just what to do.
MRG Live presents the moving, heartbreaking, and inspiring Hannah Whipland, live at the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, May 4th, with local group Brat Boy. With media comparisons to Alanis Morissette and Stevie Nicks, you don't want to miss out. Get your tickets now at admitone.com.
The Medicine Show is a live music-focused variety show with an array of genres, creating healing energy, inspiring real people to foster our healthiest lives holistically. On CITR Radio, 101.9 FM on Musqueam Land in Vancouver, Canada, every second Wednesday night, 7 to 9, and videos online.
Y'all listening to the Medicine Show, baby! Yeah!
Broadcasting healing energy with love, music, and laughter. Yeah!
We're on the Medicine Show, yes!
That was very cute. I feel like I should also sing my show promo when
yeah,
I make
I'm
it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Kind of aid.
Yeah, yeah. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we are back. That was Sherry with Ride For Me. We were actually talking about this a little bit on how there's like in the chorus right when it starts.
Yeah.
It just sounds a lot like Rihanna, which is why I chose to talk about her.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like, I don't want to call it monotone, but I think like they sing on one note, which is like very Rihanna,
yes.
Like na 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 na. It's mm-hmm. like, it's very much one note, but it's like the melody goes with it and it just kind of has that Rihanna feel to it.
Yeah, we were definitely agreeing that the chorus chorus just sounded like something Rihanna could have sang for sure.
Hop on it.
Yeah, they have their own uniqueness, obviously.
Of course.
But like they shared very similar vibes, and we're talking about it definitely had a similar like beat. And Rihanna does a really good job at having like a stronger chorus and sometimes like softer verses and stuff. Yeah. And I thought she did a very good job at doing that too. You know, mm-hmm. like you can hear her voice evolve and change over the song, which I think Rihanna is really known for. It's not just right. like one, it kind of waves mm-hmm. in and out. So I really like that as well.
Yeah, you were talking about the ups and downs in the actual song.
Yes.
And how like there's like, especially when the chorus comes, like it hits, the beat drops.
Yeah.
But then when they exit the chorus or like right before the chorus, it's a bit on like the more like
soft,
less produced kind of
And that's
area.
What you're talking to about that tone that they both
exactly.
kind of have too.
Exactly. But yeah, that was right for me. I honestly really liked it. That's actually the song the first song that I ended up hearing. And I absolutely loved it. It was great. Yeah. But the next song I want to play is Do It, which I heard a little snippet of it because obviously I was intrigued. this is like another one off like one of like the popular ones off the EP. I guess fan favorite as well. And when I heard it, I was actually quite surprised because most of the songs on the EP are pretty R&B leaning. But okay. this one really had an integration of pop.
Oh.
You'll see why. I think it's like halfway through the song. It really hits. But I'll play it for you guys. And then we'll talk about it a bit later. So this is Do It by Sherry. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Why you always show up when it's over? When it's over, you walk through the door. Looking for my body, looking for a party, but to see a part of me still yours. You look better than I should remember. I should remember how you broke my heart. Oh, can we dance together? Your hands just fit around me better. I need you, you need me. We need to do it for the do it for the one last time. Do it for the one last night, baby. Do it for the last goodbye. Do it for the I need you, you need me. We need to do it for the do it for the one last time. Do it for the one last night, baby. Do it for the last goodbye. Do it for the no matter way that you bite my neck. You ain't gonna change and I ain't gon' quit. Who we gon' blame when they post them pics?
All right, that was Do It by Sherry. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. What did you think, Kate?
I arguably might have liked that one better than the first one.
Right.
I do definitely, we were definitely agreeing, like, I definitely see the pop that you were talking about.
Mm, 100%.
That's like a little more upbeat, a little more, I will admit, like, a little more repetitive, but I don't mind that in music, you know, because it gets you into it. You know, like, I was already able to, like, sing that little chorus, like, by the end, you know, which I always like in music. But yeah, I will admit, I liked the beat. It, like, kept me engaged. I would say the lyrics hit harder in the first one.
Yeah.
But I liked the overall, like, beat and vibe of this one. Like, very, very good for now too, like summer. Like, I could see myself listening to that in, like, the car with my friends, you know, and kind of just getting a little into it, give me a little shimmy, give me a little bounce.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, 100%. But yeah, like, that's what I meant by the pop, is like you can really hear like the kind of like the pop beat to it.
Yeah.
I actually originally thought it sounded a lot more like Dua Lipa.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
Yes. Mm. Oh, I see that. Oh, mm-hmm. I so see that.
But I mean, like I mentioned, like Rihanna's like technically labeled as pop. It's like, I feel like she's had her own little genre. But why I wanted to bring her in as well is because like she also dabbles in with pop a bunch. And that was like, I think, the most pop heavy song off of the entire EP.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like you mentioned, there's like a repetitiveness to it. There's a catchiness to it, which is like something you find so much in pop.
Again, very pop-coded.
Which you can just like very like, you know, be around. But yeah, the lyrics in this are like pretty, I mean, it's just talking about like, you know, doing it one last time with someone that you love, kind of thing. Like once you've said goodbye, and kind of like once you've actually like parted with that person, it's a lot easier to like kind of like mess around and be like, you know what? Since we're done, we're done.
Yeah,
I don't really care about you anymore.
Let's
do it for
on.
The one last time, kind of thing. Yeah. But before we wrap up, because we are, I think, at the 5-minute mark before we wrap it up, which is super, super sad. But next up after this show at 12 p.m., we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch. So make sure to stick around to listen to some tunes. But yeah, I wanted to play two more songs, which I think I'm going to play. I was going to play more, but I think I'm actually going to play around because it is a bit of a shorter song. And then we can end off with the banger off the album, which is actually featuring Offset.
Ooh.
Called Favorite Girl.
Okay.
I know, that's another thing. When you like sign to these record labels, you kind of get like connections into people, which is like super, super cool. But yeah, we'll play around. I think you can consider it technically an interlude. It is 1:03. We'll kind of talk about it a little bit, and then we'll end it up with Favorite Girl, which is super exciting. All right, you're listening to Sherry with Around.
Too much. Leave that bitch on red and come and pick me up. Might be pressing my luck. Hoping that you fall for me. Don't make me say something I know will have you weak. Cause you know I know what to do to have you come around no matter what I do. And it kills you to know that you'll always be around, holding me down. All it takes is a call and I'll have you act out. Know you inside and out, the way we fight, the way we fight. Ain't nothing else compared, it's only us. You'll always be around. You can always be around.
All right, that was Around by Sherry. Like I said, it's a very short little song. Kind of gives interlude, but it was very angelic. Very angelic.
Yes.
I'm going to say that for sure.
Soft.
Very soft, very nice. And I think the entrance was really good too. It kind of like was a gradual kind of echo feel to it.
Yeah.
Which immediately when I played it, I heard you go, whoa.
Yes.
Which is like really, really nice.
Before I even took these headphones off.
Oh, 100%.
It filled both my ears and I was like, oh,
Like, oh, yeah, we're going to get into it.
Know what's up.
This specific song reminded me a lot of the sound of Summer Walker. 100%.
I was trying to guess. Okay, I totally hear that now.
Kind of using that vocal ability to like kind of make it feel lighter.
Yes.
A little bit of a lighter song.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, because the other ones were a little bit more, like again, a little bit more raw, like a little bit more. This one was like a bit happier, you know? Like
exactly.
It just had a lighter feel to it.
Exactly.
Which like, is nice to be able to have that diversity as an artist.
Because
like it's not easy to be able to change your voice like that, like in such subtle ways.
Yeah.
To like give a different vibe.
And I feel like most of the time interludes, or like, I don't want to label it as interlude because it doesn't exactly say interlude, but it feels like one. But I feel like interludes, like that's kind of like what their purpose is to like make a song feel, or like kind of have like a break within the EP or the album, which is always good to have. But yeah, so that brings us to the end of the radio show today. I know time just flies when you're on air and you're having a good time. You're just yapping around about your music. Like I mentioned, I will be playing Favorite Girl featuring Offset by Sherry. If you want to reach out to me, send me a little like album recommendation or some music that you want me to analyze, or have, if you also want to be a guest on the show and you have something, you're like, I want to talk about this.
I recommend.
Literally, just let me know. I'm on Instagram at @_Discali_. Reach out to me, send me a DM, and let's yap about music. Kate, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Such a fun time to talk about Rihanna and then obviously analyze Sherry.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone, if you are on your UBC campus, best of luck on final season.
Yeah, we're praying for everyone.
Oh yeah, me too. I mean, I'm going to go hit the library right after this.
Me too.
And enjoy the sun here in Vancouver. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys in 2 weeks for the next Discali episode, which should be May 3rd, I think, which going into May is crazy.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God.
But thanks so much for tuning in. Stay around for Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Favorite Girl by Sherry.
See the views. Most. Put a stiletto, the one, Jimmy Choo. Jimmy. I came from the ghetto, I won, I ain't lose. One. Put her on a pedestal, just follow my rules.
Follow me.
Just hating on you, cause they wanna feel your shoes.
Just hating on you.
Know I got the one, I can't let her on the run. Build another bond, won't you come and have my son?
Son.
Sand in your feet, on the beach, look at the sun.
Sand.
Know I keep it street, so I gotta keep my gun. You know I keep it street, so I gotta keep my gun. You know you come with me, then we have a lot of fun.
Favorite girl.